Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, Laura Lively here. Welcome to you and all of your parts. Today, we are going to talk about grief. Is that exciting? Scary? Notice how that's landing in your system. I don't think we talk about grief enough. And I thought I might want to change that a little bit. So, what is grief? We tend to think of grief like losing a loved one to death or divorce. And I think it's much broader than that. When I began working with clients in 2018, I began to realize that my clients, sometimes unbeknownst to them, seemed to really be struggling with grief. And when I would talk to them about it, they would say, oh no, nobody's dead. It's not like I got divorced. And I realized that people tend to have a very limited idea or definition of what grief is. And so I started reading up on it and I realized just how under-discussed it is and also how prevalent. And I get it. This is not the most exciting, actually, I think it is an exciting topic, but it's maybe not the most fun topic to talk about. But I think that's why it's important. So I became trained in the grief recovery method, and I found it to be very helpful. And I also found that the work I did during my training helped me navigate my mother's death in September 2023. So I want to share with you what the grief recovery method's definition of grief is. And I'm curious how it lands for you. So notice, grief is the normal and natural reaction to significant emotional loss of any kind. Grief is the conflicting feelings caused by the end of or a change in a familiar pattern of behavior. Grief is the feeling of reaching out for someone who has always been there, only to find out that when you need them again, they are no longer there. As you can tell, this goes way beyond loss of death due to death or divorce. And I'm curious, is this how you view grief? And notice if it's not, perhaps take a moment and notice what do you consider grief or grief worthy? I have some tips that I'd like to share with you that came from my training as well as my own recent journey and also what IFS teaches. Grief, tip number one, grief shows up differently for everyone. There is no one way to grieve. Some people might find it helpful to post about their loss on social media. Some people, not so much. Some people may want some sort of closing ceremony, such as a funeral or celebration of life. Other people, not so much. They cannot do that. For me, grief showed up as this never-ending or seemingly never-ending exhaustion. So my recommendation is to accept whatever shows up for you. If you want to post on social media, do it. If you don't, don't. Do not be concerned about what you think it should be, because there is no one size fits all. My key learning number two was grief may leak out sideways. This was so true for me. As I tried to help my 80-year-old dad with his financial accounts, his bank screwed something up and accidentally cut off his ability to do online bill pay. A livid part of me took over and called and yelled at people on the other end of the line, even as another part of me, or 10, was criticizing me for my behavior. The saga with the bank went on way longer than it should have. Some other part of me was saying, okay, it's a day that ends in a Y. Laura's going to end up on the phone screaming or crying to the bank. And from an IFS perspective, what does this tell me? Tells me I was completely hijacked by part. It became like this running joke in the house. Laura could talk to the bank. Yep, she's been crying or screaming. And here's the funny thing. I used to work at a bank. I got how all of this works, but I could not keep those parts from hijacking me. And I also know cognitively that this was grief leaking out sideways. It didn't matter. I got on the phone and I was crying or I was screaming. This is my grief leaking out sideways. Accept that grief. I had to accept that I was doing the best that I could with the resources that I had at the time. We've talked about acceptance this year, as you might recall. And yet, I also had another voice in my head screaming, "What are you doing? You know that you catch more flies with honey than vinegar." And another part was like, "Shouldn't you have just accepted that the bank screwed up and not yelled at people? Hello, inner critic parts. Good to see you. Great question. In a perfect world, that would have been the case. But I couldn't do that. Instead, I had to accept where I was, not where I wish I had been." Key learning number three, grief is not linear. And boy, do I have a part that wishes it was linear. So what does that mean? It means that it's normal to have good days and bad days, and it's normal to have a bad day after a string of good days. It's also normal to have a part that wishes the grief was linear, and that once I have a grief, a string of a couple of good days, that part is so disappointed when another bad day or a low day shows up. It's all okay. I see the part that wants the grief to be over. I see the part that's disappointed when it's not. So those are my three key learnings about grief. Everyone grieves differently. Grief will leak out sideways. Grief is not linear. And my advice is to accept it all, however it shows up for you, regardless of how you're told grief is supposed to show up and how long it's supposed to last. Because, my friends, there is no supposed to. There's no supposed to. There's only how it is. So I'd invite you to take a moment and notice how your internal system responds to the topic of grief and my three takeaways. And get curious about why your parts are reacting that way. What do they need from you around this weighty topic? I hope you enjoyed this episode. Drop me a line at laura@lauralively.com and hit the subscribe button so you never miss the new weekly content. Until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.